Moncrief on News Talk.
It's voting day today in the UK, and as part of a last-ditch effort to save his government and even his own seat, Rishi Sunak appeared on breakfast television where he was asked, among other things, what his favourite meal was. This was his answer.
So, my favourite meal generally is sandwiches. So that is, I'm a big sandwich person. But actually, when I always have on election night, we have a bit of a tradition. My local butcher, one of my local butchers called Kitson's in North Allerton High Street, always do a special election pie.
Do sandwiches constitute a meal, or did he come up with this answer just because he heard it's the sort of thing poor people eat? News Talk's Mars Bars and Mashed Potato correspondent Henry McKean has been exploring people's culinary preferences. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, it's interesting that to hear the soon-to-be former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom say that he loves sandwiches, and I think he perhaps could be telling the truth. I mean, he's always on the go. He's really skinny, doesn't eat much, wears clothes that are a little bit too small for him. He's a sort of sandwich lover. And the thing is, we're asking today is,
Or he couldn't answer the question because he's never been in a kitchen in his life. He's a zillionaire.
Well, he is
who just serve him up food. And he goes, and says, I don't know, this might be a sandwich. It might be, I don't know what it is.
But he did.
I'm just eating it.
He appeared in McDonald's the other day ordering breakfast, which.
He is so desperate, isn't he?
He's down with the people.
Now, he did grow up without Sky television, so he does come from a deprived background.
He did. We were lucky to have Sky.
Let's not sneer at that kind of deprivation. That's serious trauma there.
He's a self-made man.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, sandwiches, is a sandwich a meal? Is a toasty a meal? So I was asking around, and people are talking about gourmet sandwiches, places like juniors.ie on Bath Avenue and Goat's Gruff Dublin, real deli-style places. I visited the Omni Park Shopping Centre in Santry in the north side of Dublin, and you know, it's full of delis, actually, and cafes that do sandwiches. I met these people, and we start by talking about homemade sandwiches.
You've got Brennan's home meal. Are you going to make some sambos?
Yes, I'll probably put some tuna, mayonnaise, cheese, or just a basic ham and cheese. Everyone loves ham and cheese.
And are you a sandwich lady?
Yes, I like a sandwich, yeah.
What is your favourite meal in the whole world? And can it be a sandwich?
That's a hard question. I don't think it could be a sandwich, no.
So lunch, a sandwich beats it?
A sandwich is great for lunch.
And do you prefer to make your own or go out to a deli or a cafe or just get a pre-packed sandwich at a nearby petrol station or the side of a motorway?
I prefer to make my own. I don't mind picking them up at the petrol station. They can have some nice ones, but I prefer to make my own because I can pick and choose then what I want to put on it.
Ham and cheese, toasty.
Is a toasty a sandwich, technically?
Half and half.
And is a sandwich or a toasty, is it a meal or is it a
snack?
No,
it's a lunch normally. It's not really a snack.
Toasted ham and cheese.
Toasted ham and cheese.
Yeah.
And do you do it on the frying pan? Do you do it in a special toasty machine?
I do it in the toasty machine, but my brother does it in a frying pan, and my sons much prefer that one.
They prefer the frying pan technique.
Yeah.
And is that a sandwich?
Yes, yeah.
You would still classify it as a sandwich?
Toasty sandwich, yeah, yeah.
So my favourite sandwich would be chicken, pesto, grated cheese, tomatoes, and a toasted sandwich.
It would have to be toasted. Interesting you throw a bit of pesto in there.
Yeah, so nice. Pesto is just so good with chicken. So nice. And it would be one of my favourite sandwiches, to be honest.
So that's like a gourmet sandwich.
Yeah.
And how would you toast it?
You would toast it. Yeah, they toast it for you with a little bit of pesto on it.
Oh, you would get it made in
the
deli.
Yeah.
Call into the deli.
Yeah, call into the deli. Yeah, and they toast it for you, with some pesto on it.
And your favourite deli? Favorite?
Would be O'Brien's.
So you'd go into O'Brien's and make that up for you?
Yeah.
Even though it might not be on the menu?
They make it up. They can make your own sandwiches up as well,
Fantastic. Yeah.
There you go. A lot of opinions there. During the election analysis tonight, says one texter, if nobody uses an actual pie as a pie chart to demonstrate the amount the Tories have lost, they've missed a trick. That's actual genius. They should do that. They should have one of those kind of North of England pies.
A real pie.
And show how little of it Rishi Sunak has got left to eat.
Mm.
That would be really good.
And does he even know how to eat a pie?
Yeah. Do you have a favourite sandwich, Henry?
Oh, mine is something really quite basic. I've got one here. It's a M&S pre-packed, or they now say freshly prepared, ham and cheddar cheese, Irish ham and matured cheddar on oatmeal bread. This is my favourite sandwich in the world. I know. And it's made, where do they make this? They make it in Ravensdale. It's coming in from the north with Republic of Ireland cheese. So I like that. And I've also got here.
That's very peace process. That's a very peace process sandwich, that is.
That's so
that
true.
Is got, you know, we can't, sorry, we can't have any Nordy cheese in this. We have to have, you know, both sides of the board have to be represented.
It's a power sharing sandwich. Yes. And they're up there as well. In the general election in North today too.
It's, so it's, true. What they, it's what they eat in Stormont. If they are, you know, whenever they're rarely in there and they're not fighting with each other. Yes, okay.
Yeah, I've also got a fresh roll that my wife made me this morning. She got up this morning and went to Euro's Bar to buy fresh bread.
You say that like it's a rarity. She got up this morning.
No, she was up. She was
I'm
up
sure
at
she gets
six.
Up every morning.
She was up at six.
Oh, God, making you sandwiches.
Made me the sandwich, so I haven't eaten it yet. And also, we've got this beautiful thing here as well, which is quite unusual. This is from Beaumont House. It's called Christmas Come Early. It's basically a Christmas sandwich with some chips, which I'm just going to open up. It's still warm. I'm going to pass it over to you. Oh, I know this is radio, but the smell of that. Try not to drop that on the equipment because the cranberry sauce.
So it's a kind of
break
a
things.
Toasty sandwich going on.
This is it. It's a toasty. And we were introduced to toasties in the frying pan by a Brazilian friend. And it was just life changing. I'm not sure if that was in the frying pan. How was that for you? Was it
not bad, actually. It's got turkey in it.
No, it's real. It's a real turkey sandwich from Beaumont House in Beaumont in North Dublin. And they do a full sandwich spread. Here is Dermot Carew, publican from Beaumont House, and his chef, Mano.
So we're here in the Beaumont House. We're beside the sandwich bar. And we've got everyone ready. We've got the chefs ready. You've got the Brennans, the brown and the white, the fresh butter. How does it work? We've got the fresh sandwiches here. Do people still come in and order sandwiches despite you've got burgers, you name it?
They still come in for the sandwiches because we have a wide range. You can have anything from a prawn, smoked salmon, usual ham and cheese, toasties, hot open sandwiches served with French fries.
So you serve them with French fries?
Serve them with French fries, cooked fresh.
And are sandwiches considered a lunch? Are they a meal or are they a snack?
They're a meal.
They are a meal?
They are a meal, definitely.
So let's have a look here. We've got fresh butter. You've actually given people butter, which is great, as opposed to margarine. And you've got a little bit of onions there, carrots, tomatoes. And as you said, you can have prawns in the sandwich. You can have anything in the sandwich.
You can have anything as you like. You can have a hot open sandwich, which consists of roast beef, turkey, corned beef. And that's served with a side of chips as well, and a bit of onion on it, some people like.
And I've just noticed you've got beetroot. Do the Irish like beetroot in the sandwich?
Beetroot in the sandwich, of course, though. No matter what they want in the sandwich, we'd provide it.
Mano, it's my name. And the popular sandwich we do there, the sizzling Cajun chickens. We have a couple of them. There's a sizzling Cajun chicken, Christmas come early, and ciabatta bread toasted with stuffing and cranberry sauce in it.
That sounds amazing.
And it's ghost cheese, Tipperary ghost cheese sandwich. We have that as well, same. Toasted and any bread you like a ciabatta bread, normal sliced pan and all that.
Okay, yeah. Major pet hate of mine, says Jim, is deli sandwiches with grated cheese. It just goes everywhere, especially one cut diagonally as the ends are so narrow. Another texter says, Ravendale in Louth, still south of the border, I think. Sorry, yeah.
Did I get
you
that right?
You said this is the M&S sandwich. You said Ravendale.
Oh, it is. Sorry. This one is. I did actually. You're right. That is in. That is in the Republic. Of course, it's just past.
All right. Sorry.
Just past Louth.
Apologies. Apologies to Ravendale.
Sorry, I'm actually reading this wrong. Ravensdale, Dublin 2. So it must be another area called Ravensdale.
Okay.
But they do say made in Northern Ireland with M&S assured pork from farms in Ireland and cheese from Ireland. So it is a power sharing sandwich.
Okay,
but so I don't know exactly where it's made.
Being around, isn't it?
It could be made in Strabane or something.
But they're saying it's made, so maybe they've got the different bits. Maybe one piece of bread goes up north and another one stays down here.
Yes.
And then they, you know, to represent each side.
They have to bring it together.
Yeah.
Like I think the Earl of Sandwich did all those years ago. I think he invented the sandwich, the Earl of Sandwich. He didn't want to leave a game of cards.
Surely a sandwich done in a frying pan would be called a fried bread sandwich, not a toasty. That's a good point if we're going to be all, you know, hair-splitty about it. Sambos are gone full of notions these days. You can't go into a deli these days and just get a plain hang and cheese toasty these days. There are way too many sauces, etc. Well, you're right. And, you know, when you go, can I just have a that and that sandwich?
Mm.
Even if you're in a centra, like they still look at you.
They try and
upsell
you.
Yeah, they're going, you know, having
pesto.
Or, yeah, no, just give me the two.
Just plain.
The plain things. Somebody else says this. I'm sure there's a story about this, behind this. The sandwiches in Mount Joy are actually not bad.
I'd say they've got the best chefs up there in Mount Joy. I have to say, we do look after our prisoners very well.
Yeah, but is this sandwiches for inmates or is it sandwiches if you're visiting? Can you get sandwiches if you're visiting? I don't know.
I've been up to Mount Joy a few times visiting, obviously. I've never been offered food, but I was offered food. I did eat up there, actually. It was very tasty. I think I was given some homemade cake and I think I got some sandwiches and they were good. They were
nice.
Really, really good, yeah.
Tasty. Is there like a stall? Do you go in into a little shop and get it, or does a woman walk around with a trolley and go give you a nice cup of tea?
We were in the, you know, the area where they do their exercise, and then we finished with that, and then we went into this, you could say, yeah, like a sort of cafeteria, and we were served up sandwiches, and they were gorgeous. They were very tasty because you've got chefs making fresh sandwiches. You can't beat it.
Okay, that's nice. Going back to Rishi Sunak, don't be so hard on Rishi. Do you know he used to be so poor that his first Learjet was second hand?
Oh, really?
God, yeah, he got it on eBay. How do these politicians get through life? Like, in what situation in life do you respond sandwiches when someone asks you what your favourite meal is? Because his favourite meal is probably something, you know.
Michelin star.
Michelin star that, you know, nobody could afford. Anyway, Henry, you did meet a woman who asked you to buy her a sandwich.
Yeah, like
that
normally.
Was very opportunistic of her.
People say, you know, I do get asked a lot for money in the street and for sandwiches and stuff like that. And sometimes I can give the money and sometimes I can't. But this lady said she would chat to me if I bought her a sandwich. So I said, OK, I'll buy you a sandwich.
OK.
And we start with this lady.
I'd say my favourite sandwich would be egg, mayonnaise, tomato and lettuce in sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread with egg mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And what is it you like about egg mayonnaise? I never went for it myself.
I do like egg anyway, but it's just the whole, I don't know, it's just very tasty, especially if you throw in a bit of chives as well.
And can a sandwich be a meal? I mean, can it actually be a full meal?
I think it can. Yeah, I think it can if you have maybe fries on the side or you have maybe small, you know, these little crispy potatoes.
So it could be like a dinner?
Absolutely. I'm going to have one now, actually.
And where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to that little place, Greenwich, down there in the Omni. I'm going to have a sandwich there.
I'd love a mixed sandwich, you know, salad, tomatoes, ham, everything that goes with it.
And that's your favourite?
Yeah, and if you buy it for me now, I'll eat it. I'll prove it.
So you want me to buy you a sandwich?
Buy me a sandwich and I'll prove it.
What sort of sandwich do you want me to buy you?
A mixed one.
Okay, let's go and buy this one. Shall we go in? So, Kay Russell, we're here at O'Brien's. What is it you want again?
Nice. Mixed salad.
Mixed turkey. Salad and a bit of turkey. Okay, let's do this.
Bread. Yeah.
So you've ordered that. We're getting the salad.
Brown bread.
And brown mix. Bread.
Yeah.
And this is what you love.
Yeah.
You've got your sambo. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Quite simple, but lovely.
It's healthy.
Well, enjoy.
You too. See you. Thank you.
There you go. That sounded like quite a nice sandwich.
It was just turkey with a bit of salad on brown. And there was a bit of confusion when we ordered it. She just said brown salad, you know, but she was brown what? Bread.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was $8.75 and we were served by Sandra. Oh, stop. I mean, you can be charged a lot more in the capital for a sandwich. Some places would charge 12, 13, 14.
For a sandwich?
For a sandwich, yeah. I mean, prices of the cost of living crisis has pushed up the humble sandwich if you go to a deli.
Well, maybe it's not so humble. Someone texted in to say, I'm a dietitian. And just a heads up. Now, we don't know if they are a dietitian. They could be a plumber. Just sidelines as a dietitian. I'm a dietitian. And just a heads up, there is as many, if not more, calories in sandwiches than most standard meals. People think they're eating less by sandwiches, but in fact, they are consuming more, so always eat a meal. That's interesting.
It is true. I mean,
shows that Rishi Sunak was talking out of his backside. his favourite meal.
It's
he
true.
Doesn't eat anything.
Like,
Best sandwich is batch loaf, yes. Real butter, yes. And tato, cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion in the sandwich?
In the a tato sandwich is the best.
Just simple... crisps, butter, or my tummy just rumbled there.
Yeah, that's lovely. And somebody else suggests a banana sandwich. Banana sandwich is class.
Yeah, my son loves banana sandwiches with peanut butter and honey.
Ooh.
And very, very tasty.
Oh, yep. That's it. Mm. Yeah. The sandwich that Henry bought for that lady, did he claim it on his expenses for today, John wants to know?
Well,
are you allowed to do that?
I haven't yet, but thanks for the idea. I think I might try. That's a very good point. Every $8.75 adds up. And as Tesco, hell, yes. What did Tesco say? Every little helps?
Every little help. That's more than a little, I would have thought. Given that you've described the sandwich that your wife made for you, would she make that kind of a sandwich for herself? Or what she
would
like?
Have a different sandwich. She would have a very, very different sandwich. She loves pickles. Sometimes she eats pickles out of a jar. But her favourite sandwich, sorry, shouldn't have said that. Her favourite sandwich is a chicken sandwich with semi-dried tomatoes.
Can you claim a hotel room on expenses for this?
Mayonnaise. And I got to meet this man.
I can tell you what the wife's favourite sandwich is. She loves chicken, mayonnaise, and stuffing. Loves it. On batch bread.
So would that be a roasted chicken carved into the sandwich, or would it be out of a packet?
Oh, no, it would have to be roasted chicken. Have to be roasted chicken.
With stuffing?
With stuffing.
And what type of bread?
Oh, it has to be batch.
Has to be batch.
Or brown.
And it has to be a little bit of mayonnaise as well.
Oh,
all fresh.
Definitely. All fresh. All fresh. Beautiful.
And is that a meal? Is that a type of meal? Is
it would be if I made the sandwich.
It would be a big thing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So you're a proud sandwich
maker.
Oh,
very much so. Very much so.
And what's your favourite?
Oh, anything. If it'll go on bread, I'll put it on bread.
And despite all the technology, all the influences in our food culture, we still love a sandwich. Why?
I suppose it's easy and it's your choice.
Is it a meal, though? I mean, or is it a snack? Is it a lunch?
You can make it a meal if you want to make it a meal.
Depending on the size?
Depending on the size, exactly. My wife's niece loves sitting there watching me make a sandwich. Because she said it's like putting dinner on a sandwich.
So she watches you.
She
likes to see you make it.
She loves to see me make a sandwich.
So would it be piled high, like a big stack, like an American sandwich?
Definitely. Most definitely.
What's your favourite sandwich?
Tuna and corn.
Tuna and sweet corn?
Sweet corn, yes.
And why do you like that?
I love it. Because I like it.
And would it be tuna out of a tin or fresh tuna?
Well, I buy it at a Tesco, you know.
So you buy
made
it?
Made up.
You buy it made up, like a pre-packed sandwich.
Yes.
That's your favourite?
Yeah, lovely. It's really nice. I like all sandwiches, really. That's my favourite.
And what about you? I mean, I have to say, I love a sandwich at a funeral. I know that's an unusual thing to say.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
You can't get a better sandwich
at
a funeral.
Well, do you know what? I'm being honest with you. I'm not into eating sandwiches outside. To be honest with you, I prefer my own.
You prefer your own sandwiches?
Yeah,
and what do you make at home?
Well, I like a ham and a cheese and a bit of mayo. I don't use butter. Ham, cheese, mayo, and maybe a bit of tuna.
And you'll be happy with that?
Oh, I'll be very happy.
White or brown?
Brown.
And what type of bread? What brand?
I love the Bloomers.
Bloomers?
Yeah, Brennan's Bloomers.
Yeah, can't beat the Bloomers. As long as you just get the... You cut it right. My favourite sandwich is called Tony Soprano sandwich. A whole pack of cured talisman ham, sliced mozzarella peppers and olive oil. Every time I watch the Sopranos, I eat it dressed in a full tracksuit and vest showing. Good for you. That's commitment. What about a chip butty? Says, I was never a fan of the chip butty myself.
Yeah, very English, but they can be good.
Yeah, yeah. Rishi sounds like an older person who hangs out with younger people and tries to use cool phrases to fit in. Once a rich boy, always a rich boy. Someone else says, in a cafe in Cork this morning, they had a sandwich menu called Sangers for Langers. a steak sandwich is 100% a meal. And no one can argue otherwise. No, absolutely. You're spot on right about that. I like my sandwich with a loaf, top crust on each end, but the deli staff can't comprehend it. So I have to be satisfied with making those at home. Okay.
So the ends of the bread.
They want them to...
They want the heels.
I can understand that. The heels, basically, yeah. Mm. If you want to see how a sandwich is made... See the video the recently deceased Michal and Mara Hertzig made on making the ideal sandwich. Oh, yeah. You are discriminating against wraps. They are way better than sandwiches. You feel less bloated afterwards.
Same calories, believe it or not. You're saving on calories because wraps are basically squashed bread.
Really?
I'm not an expert. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not really saving anything on calories.
Oh, right.
But
it's just bread
tasty.
That's thinner. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Maybe our Rishi is a man of simple taste. Nothing too fussy. Just a simple lobster and caviar ciabatta with quail's eggs and organic micro leaves would surely do it a pinch. One would imagine so. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.